This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're seeing more and more evidence of anti-Semitism.
It is the word ironic that you call the saving of Semitic lives as anti-Semitism. Assalamu alaikum. So one of the words that gets thrown around constantly, sometimes in context, sometimes out of context, is this word of anti-Semitism. And it seems like, if you're in doubt, call it anti-Semitism. And one of the people that caught my attention who used it recently was the former Prime Minister of United Kingdom, Boris Johnson. So let's watch this little clip and then we'll have a chat.
It may be that what we're really seeing now in some of these marches and these demos and the unthinking way people are talking about this issue, well, we're starting to see perhaps, I really hope this isn't the case, but you're seeing more and more evidence of anti-Semitism. And in the end, that is something that simply cannot be tolerated, neither in my country nor anywhere else.
So this is the former Prime Minister of United Kingdom. And I think he's world famous for ordering the rest of the country to socially distance, and kids were not allowed to visit their parents who were dying because of COVID, and he himself was enjoying drunken parties at number 10. But that's a second story. So Mr. Johnson in this clip is visiting Israel, and at home back in the United Kingdom, millions of people have taken to the streets to try to end the genocide that is happening in Gaza. So in that context, the former Prime Minister refers to the marches that is happening in the United Kingdom as having elements or possibly being anti-Semitic. And there's obviously an irony there, because I think the former Prime Minister is probably using the word out of context and probably inappropriately, simply because if he were to tiptoe a little, raise his head, look over the border, he would see that on the other side, 30,000 Semites are being massacred. 30,000 non-combatants, civilians, of which a good 70% are just women and children. And I know this is hard to believe, but they're Semites as well. And the millions of people that you don't want to march and you're calling them anti-Semites back home in the United Kingdom, they're actually marching to say stop the killing of Semites. And you're calling them anti-Semitic. And if you're shocked, why are they Semites? Here's a bit of context. So the story goes biblically that the great floods happened at the time of Noah, or Nuh, alayhi salam. And humanity was eradicated, apart from the family of Noah and some others, but humanity restarted with the three sons of Noah, one of whom is called Sam. So Sam had children, his children had children, and they grew, and his children, in reference to their father, became called Samiyun, or Semites in English. So who are the Semites? They are all the people that speak Arabic, Hebrew, Aramaic, Syriac, and so on. So the Arabs in that population that you have come and whose massacre you're morally supporting, and you've probably given technology and intelligence and equipment for it, are Semites. So it is the word ironic that you call the saving of Semitic lives as anti-Semitism. There's another problem, probably more graver than misuse of the word, and that is that when you keep using the word for anything that you don't like, that doesn't go according to your beliefs or in line with your agenda or with what is inside your heart, the word starts losing its seriousness and its gravity and its importance. And then it's like the man or the child that cried wolf. So I think for the greater welfare of everyone, use it when you've learned its meaning and you know its correct application, and And that way it makes sense. Lastly, Mr. Johnson, you were a former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and you still hold office of importance, and there's a massive power difference between you and the average Joe. So when an alternate opinion comes on the streets in what is a very civil demonstration and part of their constitutional rights, and you try to quash it by labeling it, by taking legitimacy from it and associating a dark, ugly context with it, you risk pushing resistance underground. People become afraid of engaging in political process. Then they seek non-political avenues of expressing their sentiments, which could result in extremism and all the rest of it. And I think for a person that has at one stage been the Prime Minister of a great country like the United Kingdom, they should be aware of these intricacies, both linguistically, politically, strategically, and use their platform more responsibly instead of chasing their own selfish agendas and things that put the nation and the language, to be honest, at risk. Thank you.